Smooth out the ripples of the day with All That Jazz from 10 to 11 p.m. Sunday to Thursday on Easy FM.
Back to the Dewdrop.
Hi, ni hao, this is Stacey Kent, and I'm here very happily on All That Jazz. Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you've seen that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine, I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine, we're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine blaze. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. Your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine.
When we first started, obviously we had ideas. We loved the American Songbook. We got signed by a label, and we made records. And we were very lucky early on. You know, they were successful quickly and in a big enough way that we would go on tour. And then we just kind of went with the flow and what people asked us to do early on. You know, we were guided by these people who were in the business longer than we were. And they would say, okay, you've done the tour, now make the next record. And we didn't get a lot of reflection time between the records. So looking back, although those were good years and important learning years, I wouldn't say that they're the years that I'm proudest of. We were learning our graft, and we were doing what we did. And we did it, you know, pretty well. Obviously, there were very strong things that went on, but there were a lot of weaknesses, too.
从1997年 Stacey Kent 签约唱片公司出版第一张个人专辑 Close Your Eyes 之后，她便一路顺风顺水。然而对于 Stacey 来说，这段时间的作品是一个学习的过程。
Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new. And it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
At some point, we made a growth spurt, and we said, something's missing. Something needs to change. Something needs to grow. And what we need to do is put the brakes on and stop touring quite so much after every record and then going right back in the studio. We need to think. And we went home to the Colorado Rockies and we took all of that reflection time that we needed. And so really what I'm getting to is that in 2007, which was I'd call the turning point year, between 2004 and 2007, we made one record only. And we just toured and we developed our relationship with the novelist Kazuo Shigoro. When Blue Note came to me and signed me, which was a real honor to be on that label, you know, they said, okay, we want you. We love what you do. Come and do it on Blue Note is basically what they said. In fact, that is exactly what they said.
People say that you somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so. Say it isn't so.
当年 Stacey Kent 出版的第一张专辑不仅在商业上获得了成功，同时也获得了乐评界的一致好评。之后他便以每年一张专辑的速度发表。然而 Stacey 并没有满足于他的成功，而是开始寻找新的改变。2007年是他事业的转折点，著名的爵士厂牌 Blue Note 唱片公司找到他，希望签约出版专辑。然而 Stacey 却回答说，我还没有准备好，能不能再给我一年的时间。
They wanted me to make a record right then and there. And it was the first time in my career where I said, you know what? Yes, I can make the record for you now, but give me another year. Give me an extra year to go away and work on some music with Jim. And I promise you, I'm going to give you the record that you really want me to make. And they did me such a favor because they said, yes, okay. I was supposed to be in that financial year. You know, it was a big deal to put me into the following year. And so what happened was Jim and I went away. We started to work on the music that we were writing with Ishiguro. And a great thing started. I know this is a long-winded story, but it's really important to this question and the turning point, which is this. What was missing was, for me, the words are so important. For Jim, the story is so important, and obviously for Ishiguro. And when you sing this repertoire from the American Songbook, it can become very formula-oriented, very formulaic. You sing the song, the 32-bar form, the musicians play, singer sings the song out. And I felt trapped. There was something itching me. And so when I spoke to Jim and Ishiguro about how we were going to compose these songs, not just the content and the story and the poetry and the composition, but also how we could break out of that. And because I was such a word-oriented person as this language and literature student, how could we make the story so central and through compose? And that's exactly what they did for me. So they started writing songs for me like The Ice Hotel and Breakfast on the Morning Tram and I Wish I Could Go Traveling Again and So Romantic, all the songs that they wrote for Breakfast on the Morning Tram.
传统的爵士歌曲不能够满足 Stacey Kent 在文学和音乐上的需求，于是他找来著名的日裔英籍作家 Ishiguro 石黑一雄写词， Jim Tomlinson 谱曲，打破了传统爵士的模式。
Let's you and me go away to the Ice Hotel.Caribbean's all booked out, and that's just as well. Once I'd have been much keener on Barbados or Antigua, but just now I think the Arctic will suit us well. Let's you and me go away to the Ice Hotel.Built it all with ice that's pure and clear. The sofas, the lobby, even the chandelier. A thermostat guarantees a steady minus 5 degrees. What other place could serve our needs so well? Let's you and me go awayTo the Ice Hotel. Romantic places like Verona or Paris, they'll always lead you astray. You'd have to be a novice to ever trust Venice and those dreamy waterways. And what the tropics can do, I know only too well. So let's you and me go away to the Ice Hotel.Considered too dangerously warm. And when the time comes for us to sleep, we'll spread out our reindeer fleece and curl up together on an ice block carved for two. But then in the morning, provided we've made it throughStep out together to watch the sun rise over that vast expanse of cold. And who knows, if we're lucky, we may find ourselves talking of what our future may hold. mamas are all booked out, and that's just as well. I don't think we're quite ready for Hawaii or Tahiti, and when we will be, only time will tell. Let's you and me go away to the Ice Hotel.
And suddenly, when we started to play these songs with the band, because the story went throughout the song, the band sat up, got on the edge of their seat, and they started to play. And maybe they were playing less of a solo, no 32-bar form, but they were adding what they could where they could to tell the story with me, and that became much more exciting. And ironically, the quote-unquote jazz started to appear because everybody was suddenly listening to each other, and we started to play together in that sort of an interactive way, because it became very easy for everybody to play behind me in that first 32 bars, and then go out and break into a solo, and then come back. You see what I'm saying? So that development was key to us, and it's still carried through to how we play today. So I think that the interaction, you see, to be a singer in today's world, in the jazz genre, to keep that history there, but also move forward, for somebody like me who is so word-oriented and lyric-oriented, this was central. And Jim and Ishiguro, my writers, allowed me to develop that side of myself. And so that itch that I was talking about, that sort of, you know, handcuffed feeling started to loosen up. I started to feel much freer. And so even though I might be singing the same songs for the year that we tour, for example, I talked about the fact that we've been on the Changing Lights tour for this last year, and it's been a hefty tour. It's over 100 shows. It's something closer to 150 shows, 30 countries. It's mega, the work that we're doing. And I might sing that song every single night, and yet there's something about that song and that story and the way in which we get to play it which feels very freeing, and different little nuances are coming from the band all the time. Now, I want to say one other thing, which is that when we play them next to the American Songbook songs, because we're not doing 15 American Songbook songs in a row, those old songs that we play now next to the new songs, they feel much freer. And so that is the development that I think that we've made over the last few years that's been really crucial to us musically. And it's also allowed us to think there's still more. There's more growth to be had here. That's very exciting.
Breakfast on the Morning Trump 这张专辑让 Stacey Kent 从传统向前迈出了一大步，不仅保持了传统，同时摆脱了传统对她的束缚，更加自由地表达。
So here you are in the city with a shattered heart, it seems. Though when you arrived, you thought you'd have the holiday of your dreams. You'd cry yourself to sleep if you could, but you've been awake all night. Well, here's something you need to do at the first hint of morning light. Walk right across the deserted city to the Boulevard Amsterdam, and wait there for what the citizens here refer to as the breakfast train. Climb on board, you'll soon manage to find at the far end of the carriage the most wonderful buffet. There's everything you'd want to eat. You can take a feast back to your seat, whatever you can fit onto your tray. And the mist on the windows will start to fade as the sun climbs higher in the sky, and you can sit back with your cafe au lait while outside. the waking city flatters by. So things didn't quite meet expectations, but you're bound to conclude upon reflection. There's no reason you should give a damn. Just treat yourself to a cinnamon pancake. Very soon you'll forget your heartache. When you have breakfast on the morning tram, it'll be quite quiet when you first get on. But as that tram keeps moving along, it'll fill with people starting on their day. They'll be laughing and joking as they eat. They'll be passing plates along the seats. Your night of heartbreak will soon seem far away. Even though you're a stranger, they'll make you feel right at home. They'll be offering to refill your coffee. They won't have you sitting there alone. Cause they've seen many others just like you. Each one of them has had it happen too. So just enjoy your scrambled eggs and ham. Just treat yourself to a cinnamon pancake. Very soon you'll forget your heartache. When you have breakfast on the morning tram, and even though you're a stranger, they'll make you feel right at home. They'll be offering to refill your coffee. They won't have you sitting there. They've seen many others just like you, and each one of them has had it happen too. So just enjoy your fresh croissant and jam, and don't neglect the Belgian waffles. You'll soon forget all your troubles. When you have breakfast on